Gerald's head was a cave of echoes, mountingly muffled by the noisy current of his blood. "Oh, goodness," said Friend, turning from the window and stretching her arms above her head. "Let's go somewhere else tomorrow." She began to take off her dress. Sooner than usual, they were in bed and in one another's arms. Gerald had carefully not looked out of the window, and neither of them suggested that it should be opened, as they usually did. "As it's a four-poster, shouldn't we draw the curtains?" asked Friend. "And be really snug after those damn bells." "We should suffocate. Did they suffocate when everyone had four-posters?"